I want you to turn your Bibles to Philippians chapter 3. Johnny, here's the title of the message tonight. Deceivers and enemies of the cross. Deceivers and enemies of the cross. Boy, I appreciate you coming back on Sunday night. This is a good crowd for Sunday night. Thank you for coming and being faithful in church. I don't know if I'll be preaching a lot tonight. This might be more of a teaching message. But I know this is what God put in my heart to bring. And that's all that matters. I just got worked up over something yesterday, and I couldn't let loose of it, and so I prepared a message around it. There's deceivers out there. And there's enemies of the cross out there. And a lot of times Christians don't realize that these. Many times people go on, just because someone goes underneath the banner of Christianity or has a link to Christianity, not everything's Christianity. It's not all godly. So let's stand for the reading of God's word. I'm going to speak to you this evening on deceivers and enemies of the cross. The preacher this morning even talked a little bit about some of the false teachings about religions. I'm going to just pick up right where he left off somewhere. Look at Philippians chapter 3 and look at verse 17. Brethren, he's talking to Christians. How many got Philippians 3:17? He's talking to Christians here. Brethren, be followers together of me, of Paul, and mark them which walk so as we have us for an example. In other words, hey, those people that walk with the Lord, mark them. Hey, try to learn from them. Be like them. These older men, these older women, you young people, you see these people are faithful to God, these older men, older women, you younger people, you ought to mark them and say, man, I'm going to learn from them. I'm going to try to be like them someday. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now I'll tell you, because some people went the other way. Now I'll tell you, even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, whose glory is their shame, whose mind earthly things. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, help me today, Father. I really want to be a blessing. Someone needs to hear this. You just would not let loose of me yesterday. I had planned something else. And Lord, you just would not let my mind and heart rest on false teachers. And so Lord, help me now tonight to be a blessing to my church. I pray I can edify the hearer. I pray that they would get truth. Holy Spirit, please help us to gather around the cross of Christ. And help us to learn for the glory of God, we pray in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Today, Christians need to know their Bible. The Bible says there in verse 18, there are enemies of the cross of Christ. You know, many times enemies, they'll disguise themselves. Did you ever notice that? Enemies will disguise themselves so they can subdue you. I remember the old Trojan horse. Remember they got inside the big horse and got inside and destroyed. Enemies will try to destroy you any way they can. If they have to deceive you, they'll do it, but they don't care. Their object is to tear you down. Now, Christians need to be able to recognize what God is pleased with and what lines up with the Bible. Just because something says that they're, a lot of these programs on TV, the so-called Christian programs, folks, don't get caught up in some of that stuff. It's not true. A lot of it's false teaching. There are many false religions out in the world today, and Christians should know. And listen, now we ought to be able to recognize it. We ought to be able to recognize when something's got danger for us. We went to Garrettsville again yesterday. Brother Dave and Brother Mike and I, we went to Garrettsville passing out those packets. And we were on one of the streets and we just parked the car and we started to go to the first house. And I didn't see it, but there was a big English bulldog. Oh, probably 60-pound bulldog. You know, a little. And he wasn't moving at all. He was just looking. But I didn't see him. And I was taking the first house, and I was so glad Brother Freimeyer said, "Hey, preacher," he knows I don't like getting bitten by dogs. I've been bit by about three or four of them. And I love dogs. I don't know why they keep biting me. Must be good sugar or something. But he said, "Hey, preacher, look at that dog there." And I seen that big bulldog. Yeah, that. He wasn't wagging. He was just looking. I said, "I'm going to the next one, Cap." He said, "I'll take it." I said, "Cap, you don't want to take that one. Those bulldogs, they are watchdogs. I've been bit by any dog, a Doberman Pinscher, a German Shepherd. I can tell you the dogs are going to bite you and the ones that aren't going to bite. If they're wagging their tail, don't worry. They're not going to bother you. But when they're just standing like that, and when their fur goes up, Jimmy, if the dog's got fur up, don't pet him. He's going to bite you." Cap started to walk in that driveway. And here come that little bulldog. One thing about bulldogs, they can't run real fast. You should have seen Cap going. "Okay, preacher, I'll miss this one." See, what I'm trying to make, sometimes there's things out there, they might look harmless, but if we don't watch what we're doing, we can get bit. There are things out there that can bite you and hurt you and harm you if you're not watchful. How many are still with me? Matter of fact, I wrote this scripture down in 1 Peter 5:8. Be sober, be vigilant. In other words, be alert, be watchful. I'm glad Brother Mike saw that dog because I didn't see, and I was on the inside. That dog would have ripped my leg right off. Oh, man. And I can't run it off because that's my bad leg, too. He'd have got my bad knee. Well, that would have been good. If you're going to get racked up, you might as well hurt the one that's already hurt. Amen? But me and that bulldog's got something in common. We both run about the same speed, real slow. The Bible says, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. I'm going to tell you right now, if Captain would have went up to that house where those people were out in the front yard, that dog would have had one thought. I'm going to devour this guy that's coming towards my family. And so many times we got to be careful because things out there can really put a bite on us that we don't want to put a bite on us. Amen? And there's a lot of, tonight I want to talk to you about deceivers and false teachers, religions that come to you in the guise of Christ, yet they have nothing to do with Christ. They're really totally opposite of what the scriptures teach. Jesus even said in Matthew 7:15, Jesus warned the disciples, he said, "Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing." I'm going to give you a few examples in just a few minutes. But listen to me. Not all people who tell you they are coming in the name of the Lord are really sent to you by the Lord. They'll make you think they're coming in the name of the Lord, but I'm going to tell you, the Lord ain't got nothing to do with them. Yeah. Listen, matter of fact, the Bible teaches that the deceivers and false teachers will come to us as angels of light. Look at the scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, look at 13 through 15. 2 Corinthians, turn back a little bit, in chapter 11, more of a Bible study tonight. But I want you need to know this. You need to understand what you're dealing with. For such, look at 2 Corinthians 11, 13. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. You think they got godliness, you think they represent Christ, but they're not. They're representing Satan, but they appear to you like they're from Christ, but they're actually not from Christ, they're from Satan. Therefore, it's no great thing as ministers also be transferred into ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. I'm going to tell you right now, Christians, we need to start knowing our Bible, and we need to be able to understand when things come into our life. We need to be able to say, this is right and this is wrong. Not all religions and organizations are good for you and your family. I'm going to tell you that right now. Here's what's got me going yesterday. Yesterday, in the morning, before he took off on visitation, the Jehovah Witness came to my house. Two of them. Always come in twos. And by the way, the Bible says go out in twos. They'll take a little truth and change it to it so they can deceive you with their lies. But they came to me and knocked on my door with their Watchtower literature. And man, I'll be honest with you, I was in a hurry. A lot of times I'll actually deal with them. And be honest with you, a few years ago I watched them come up to my driveway. They know I'm the preacher. And I slam bam that the one guy that was their main guy. He came up and I said, "You're not just happening by. I've been watching you for 10 minutes. You're a Jehovah's Witness and you're going up to try and deceive people about heaven." And I said, "There really is a hell." And I said, "Pal, I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to die and go to hell. But Christ loves you and died for you. And you need to get saved." And he said, We got to go. Well, this guy came to my door and I went, I'll be honest with you. I was in a hurry. It seemed like everybody had to talk to me yesterday morning. I had to get water for things. I had to do this. And I was running behind. How many of you have ever had to do stuff and everything? It seemed like everything you were doing got you behind. Anyone have a day like that? I mean, the bulletin, everything. I said, oh, my lands, Rosie. There was people at the back door. There's people on the phone. And I said, "Oh, now there's someone at the front door, Rosie." I said, "You get the back door, I'll get the front." And I opened that door, and here's those two Jehovah Witnesses. And I went, "Oh, you're wasting my time for this? I'm too busy today to mess with you, but I'm going to tell you right now." I said, "Mister, you're going to die." Now, some of you are going to go, "Oh." When I say this, some of you ain't going to like this, but that's the way it goes. I said, "Mister, you're going to die and split hell wide open." Yes, sir. And I said it mean. Yes, sir. I did. You know what? We patty cake with these false religions. And I understand sometimes we need to have wisdom. But that evidently that day, that guy needed that because I said, I pointed my finger right at him. I said, "Don't even start with your lies with me, pal. I know who you are. I know what you are." And I said, "You're going to split hell wide open." I closed the door and I said, "Rose, what's the next thing I got to handle? Hand me the phone." But you know what got me going? We were getting, and within an hour, we were going to go out and pass our, and we got to give them the right to go, because if we don't give them the right to go, then we won't be able to go. But you know what got me, Brother Bobby? I was thinking, that guy is going up and down, peddling this false religion, passing out that bad, evil Watchtower junk. By the way, I take it. I never read it. I throw it in the dumpster. I tear it up. I'll just read it. Listen, you read that stuff, Satan uses it to put a little thought in your mind, and it'll shake you eventually. You know, I can't tell you people enough. The reason I tell you not to do certain things, because it's like a kid. You got to tell them, Don't touch that stove, Lukey, it's hot. Don't touch that stove, Lukey, it's hot. You know why I'm telling Lukey not to touch the stove because it's hot? Because I don't want Lukey to get burned because the stove is hot. And a lot of times I try to tell you, stay away from stuff and don't touch stuff because you're going to get burned. Nothing good can come from it. But Satan uses these little ambassadors. Well, listen to me. The Jehovah Witness, they are deceivers. Let me just come right out and say this. They are deceivers and enemies of the cross. Amen. Their founder, Mr. Russell, you know, when he was a young kid, he read about hell, and he feared hell. He feared hell. That's how this organization started, by the way. As Russell, he did not want to go to hell, so he said, "There's not going to be no hell. I'm doing my own religion, and I'm going to write my own doctrines, and I'm taking hell out of the Bible." But the last time I read, Brother Mike, Revelation chapter 20, verse 15 says, and whosoever is not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. There is a hell. There is a hell. There is a hell. And everyone that says there's not a hell, they're going to be a believer when they die and go to hell. Well, I really got keyed up. Because I thought of all them birds walking down the street trying to send people to hell. Saying, that, you don't got to worry. Just be a JW. See, they want to work their way to heaven. You don't need Christ. You need just good works. Why do you think they do that? They're trying to earn their way to heaven. Can I tell you something? You can't earn your way to heaven. There's not enough works in the world. And so they make up their own, their witness is false. Their teachers are false. They bring another gospel. It's entirely different than the gospel that Christ brought. Look at Galatians chapter 1. Turn up now. You're in Corinthians. Go up to Galatians chapter 1. Look at Galatians chapter 1 and look at verse 1 through 9. I know you've seen this before, but somebody needs to hear this. And you know what? I believe we all need to hear this, because sometimes we get lax in what we think. Those people are not your friends. They're enemies. I treated that guy as an enemy yesterday. I let him know it. Don't come here smiling at me, pal. I'm not letting you in my home. You're a deceiver. You're an ambassador for Satan. Oh, preacher, you ought not say that. That's what they are. And see, they've already got you deceived because you don't think it. Oh, quiet in here, ain't it? Let me read you what Paul said. Paul said in Galatians 1:1, Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead. I'm glad our Savior is raised from the dead. And all the brethren which are with me under the churches of Galatia, by the way, they believe Jesus is a little God, Jehovah's Witness, the little God. Grace be to you and peace from God. See, John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. They changed the scripture, and they put, was a God. No, he wasn't a God. He was the God, Amen. The one and only God. Yes, look at verse 4. Christ, who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from the present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I marvel, Paul said. I marvel that you, how many are in verse 6 with me? I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. Oh, man, I'll tell you, when you get over to chapter 3, Paul says, oh, foolish Galatians, who hath betwixt you? Who's tricked you? They had the truth of grace, and they got back to works. I'm going to tell you right now, it's all grace. It's all Christ, too, by the way. Which is not another gospel, but there be some that trouble you. Those false teachers trouble people. They trump and would pervert the gospel of Christ. Look what Paul says in verse 8. I'm not being too strong. Brother Billy, Christians need to know this stuff. We're too patty cake. We're too nicey nice. But though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you, that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. That's not the preacher. That's the word of God. And as we said before, verse 9, so I say now again, if you didn't hear me in verse 8, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than you have received, let him be accursed. Two times in a row, a number of witness. He said, I don't care if it's me, anybody. If they bring another gospel other than Christ, let them be accursed. They're damned. See, all those people yesterday, they were damning people's souls. Because they're enemies and deceivers of the cross. The Jehovah Witness, and listen, and the average Christian, oh, how are you today? Well, I'm too busy, but God bless you. Have a great day going out damning people's souls. No. You say, well, man, preacher, you must have got up on the wrong side of the bed. No. I'm sick of those deceivers. I'm sick of people dying and going to hell because of those deceivers and false prophets. By the way, what does God say there in Galatians? They're accursed. Let me show you another scripture. Go back to 2 John. It's not just, I'm just showing you Bible. The average Christians don't even read these, don't even know about them. So look at 2 John, verse 7 through 11. 2 John, you know, 1 John, 2 John, 3, 2 John, it's near the back of your Bible before you get to Revelation and stuff. Look at verse, how many got 2 John? For many deceivers are entered into the world. The Jehovah's Witnesses are deceivers. They're enemies of the cross. For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. This is the deceiver and an antichrist. Look to yourself that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Whoso transgresses and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ. If they don't abide in the doctrine of Christ, they hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you, like the Jehovah's Witness or the Latter-day Saints or anybody else that brings another gospel, if there come unto you and bring this not this doctrine, receive him not into your house. Oh, come on in. I'll have you. Let me make you a cup of coffee. My wife just made cookies. Let's have coffee and tea and cookies. You're stupid. You're ignorant of God's word. You just let a rattlesnake come into your house. Isn't this good preaching? This is the kind of preaching we need back in the churches. This little patty cake stuff ain't doing it, man. If there come any unto you, and that's what that guy came yesterday to my house, I doubt they come any more for a while. If they come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, I knew what doctrine, he was bringing an evil, a damnable doctrine. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not, don't invite him into your house. Would you ask a snake to come in? Well, God says those people are poisonous snakes. Don't open the door and say, come on in, I want you to bite me. Fill me with your aspirin poisons. Hello? And neither bid him Godspeed. How many times have Christians said, well, God bless you, have a good day anyways. I know we don't believe, I'm Baptist and I'm dumb. So God bless you. Have a good day. I hope to have a horrible day. I do. I don't want to have a good day at all. They're out taking people to hell. And you're saying, you're cheering for someone to help someone go to hell? Well, Lord, God bless these people that came my way today. No. Look what the Bible says. Hello. Boy, people are looking at me. Man, we're fundamental here. You've had to read that scripture before. But let's read it again so you don't get mad at the preacher. First of all, Paul said, let them be accursed. Two times. Then, now John said, another writer, all the Lord, though, if they're coming unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not in your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is a partaker of his evil deed. When you say, I hope you have a great day, God bless you, you're actually saying, I want to help you. I want to be part of what you're doing. I'm going to tell you right now, folks, we need to understand there are deceivers out there and enemies of the cross. And anyone that brings another gospel, and I don't care what name they go under, if they bring another gospel other than the gospel of Christ, they're a deceiver and they are an enemy of the cross. Now, stay with me. Have I lost you yet? And I only wrote two papers and I'm on second page already. Listen, people need to know. Listen to this. Listen to the statement. It does matter what you believe. It does matter what you believe. Listen to this. We are all not going to the same place. Katie, I get so sick of people. I'll be in big groups and I'll be out in public and they'll say, preacher, we're all believing the same God and we're all going to the same place. Why can't we all just be good friends and lock hands? That's the mentality of the world. Because we're not all going to the same place. Because we don't all have the same God. That's why we can't lock hands. That's why we can't sit down, drink hot tea and cocoa with them. And cookies. Bring me the cookies. I need them. I'm the number one cookie monster. All religions are not the same. By the way, see, they're programming the world. Because they're getting ready for the one world government. They're trying to get every, but we are children of light. We've been brought out of darkness. We're to walk as children of light. Hello? I'm not saying to hate that person. I'm saying hate what that person is bringing. Oh, Christ died for that person. I want that person to get saved. I don't hate the person. I hate the doctrine that he's bringing. And listen, remember I told you that deceivers, they try to transform themselves? Hello? How many are with me? All religions are not the same. We are all not going to the same place. And listen, we are not all the children of God. Galatians 3:26 says, see, just use the Bible. Galatians 3:26, for ye are all the children of God by faith. In Christ Jesus. You know what separates us from the world? We have faith in Christ Jesus. The gospel. And the preacher this morning mentioned about the gospel. You bring those false churches, you bring the gospel, and boy, they don't like it. They love the banner of religion. But boy, you bring the real gospel, and oh, we can't have that here in this church. See, it does make a big difference what you believe and who you believe in. It does make a difference what Bible you read. I'm reading the one God wrote, the King James Bible. Now, let me give you just a couple more examples and I'll close. Let me give, you've heard of these. The Latter-day Saints of Jesus Christ. We know them as Mormons. They have visited this church. They'll come and say, I was so excited one night. Of course, God knows. One night I preached on the book of Romans, on all the essence about sanctification and being set apart and justification, stuff like that. And there was two Mormons in the back. And I'm going to tell you, God pricked one of their hearts. I saw it in their face. I preached out of the book of Romans for one solid hour. And boy, they walked out. And that one man said, that was interesting. I said, you ain't kidding. You come back and I'll give you more. I knew what they were. And they've come. Matter of fact, there was a family used to come here. They don't even live here no more. They lived in Brimfield. And a Mormon came to their house. And they said, we're members of Bethel. And they said, this is over in Brimfield, Ohio. They said, the Mormon said, that's Pastor Skyver. We've been there. They know about us. We're marked. I'm glad they mark us. Amen? It is. Listen, the Latter-day Saints of Jesus Christ are deceivers and they're false. They're enemies of the cross. They believe God's a material creature who once was a man. They believe if you just keep working, you can work into Godhood. I'm going to tell you, I'm glad there's one God and one meat and drink God and man, the man Christ Jesus. Amen? They have new scripture writings of Joseph Smith. See, they'll show you their King James Bible, but once they get in your home and get you by, they'll say, well, here's another writing. These are writings of Joseph Smith. And these really are a higher writing than the King James Bible. Hello? These people come with another gospel. They're deceivers. They're enemies of the cross. Don't treat these people with so much kindness. I don't think you got to hit them. I don't think you got to shoot them. But we're too laxed. And I guess what I want, Bethel, we're soldiers of the cross. And we need to be aware that there's enemies out there. And yes, Christ wants them to be saved, but he doesn't want us to be part of their lies, partakers of it. The Christian Science. They're not Christian and they're not science. They are enemies of the cross. They're deceivers. They believe God is not a person. Jesus was not God in the flesh. Jesus' blood did not cleanse us from our sin. Lie, lie, lie. It does cleanse us from our sin. Their founder was Mary Baker Eddy. And if you believe her writings, I can sell you a bridge. Matter of fact, they don't even think this pulpit's here right now. How many people see me? They think this is illusion, Brother Phil. You really, it's only in your mind that I'm here. I'm really not here. That's what they teach you. You say, how could people fall for something like that? Satan is powerful. You'd be surprised what people, when people turn against God, they become vain in their imaginations and empty. Let me give you one more, and then I'll try to close a couple minutes later. Islam. Boy, Brother Mike had the greatest writing. That writing that you gave Dave was, and that when you taught Cap, that was some of the greatest stuff. Islam, or what we call the Muslims, as the preacher mentioned, their God is Allah. Their prophet's Muhammad. Jesus is one of their prophets too, by the way. Matter of fact, they read the Quran. That's what the prophet Muhammad wrote for them. But they also read the Psalms. They read the first five books of the Bible. They even call Jesus the Word of God. They don't know why. They don't call any other prophet that. Did you know that they actually believe Jesus? They'll actually tell you Jesus was virgin born. And they don't even know why. The other prophets weren't virgin. It's sad. They pray five times a day. Five times a day, they stop what they're doing. Boy, they put us Christians to shame. Five times a day, they have a schedule, and they five times a day, they pray to Allah, a false god. And by the way, Islam is going all through this country and all through the world, and they hate Christianity, and they hate Israel. Now, don't you get mad at me. I'm going to say it. Your president, he was born in Kenya. His father was a Kenyan. And then later his mother left that Kenyan and went and married another man over there in the East. And he was a Muslim. President Obama was raised a Muslim. He might tell you, he believes in Christianity, but he was raised a Muslim. That's why when he first became president, he went all around the world apologizing to the world, bowing down to the sheikhs and everything else. He's a Muslim. We need to have some preachers preach out. And I'm not talking Democrat or Republican. You folks have got it. Man, Brother Wade, if the Americans don't wake up, if America doesn't wake up, you better forget all your politics. You better find some people that have got some real conviction and some character that love our country, that love our Constitution, that was founded on the Word of God. And you better start voting those people back in, or we're going to lose the country.
Yes, sir.
You can say what you want to me. I don't like that guy politicking in here. You better get ready, because preacher will probably be politicking real soon. You vote your conscience. But I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not worried about Democrats or Republicans. I'm voting for people that believe in the Constitution. I'm voting for people that don't that want to lower the taxes. I'm voting for people that want to stop the spending. Cut all the spending. Let's get back the way this country was supposed to be. I'm for people that want to have prayer in the schools. I'm for people that love the American flag and love the country and believe it's right to be patriotic. I'm just an old-fashioned Christian. That's what you say, well, boy, I'll tell you, that's the last time I'm going. That guy preached. Listen, if this gets you unwrinkled, you better wear a diaper next time. One of them. I don't know what they call them. Do you put on? Because you're going to be wetting your pants with me pretty soon. I'm going to let it really fly. What do they call them? The little depends. You can depend on me getting you going. So you better wear your depends. I got to finish this up. By the way, Muslims do not believe Christ is the Son of God. They don't believe he's the Savior of the world. So you say, well, they got good intentions. What did Paul say about those intentions? Let them be accursed. If any man, well, preacher, you're pretty narrow-minded. Oh, you're right. I believe the Bible. I'm what they call a Bible believer. If the Bible says it, I believe it. Amen. That's being narrow-minded. Call me what you want. Amen. Amen. I think we need a lot more narrow-minded people. Amen. Amen. Where was I? I got to close out here. Let me give you a couple more scripture and I'll close. I want to eat that ice cream. You're already in 2 John, right? Look at 1 John chapter 4. You're right there. Just turn back a page. Look at 1 John chapter 4. Look at verses 1 through 4. Beloved, I'm in verse 1. 4:1. 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits where they be of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. They're everywhere. They're on the radio, they're on TV, and they're knocking on your door. I think about those gurus that run around those little towels around their head. Out in California. You know what? You could do, Brother Coolidge, you and I could do that. I guarantee you, we could go out there and shave our head and within a week or two, if we just stopped on the beach, I'm telling you, it's sad. We'd have a following. We would, even the old fat boy would have a following. I'm serious. That's where the world's at. It's terrifying. This scares me. Does it not scare? How many does that bother you too? I'm not by myself then, am I? Notice what it says there. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they be of God, because many false prophets are gone into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus is come in the, is not of God. This is the spirit of Antichrist, whereby ye have heard that they should come. And even now are already in it, in the world. They're already in the world. They are. They were back then. They're even multiplied now, Eddie. You are of God, little children, and never overcome them, because greater is he. You know who that he is? That's the Holy Spirit. He that's in you, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Now look up here. That's why you got to be born again. That's why, see, the moment you trust Christ, the Holy Ghost comes in. The moment I trusted Christ as my personal Savior, the Bible says I was sealed until the day of redemption, and the Holy Ghost came in, and he lives, he tabernacles, he lives within me. And that's why when something really comes that's not right, if we're in tune, the Holy Spirit will say, no. He'll either feel, he'll agree or he'll grieve. Hello? And if we study the Word, and have, we're filled with the Spirit of God and His Word, when those false spirits come, we'll say, uh-uh, that's not of God. But the average Christian, believe it or not, it bothers me, but the average Christian, something comes, they don't know how to discern between what's God and what's not God. And it's scary. There's a lot of backslidden Baptists that are members of the Jehovah's Witness today. Matter of fact, we're one of the best sources that they have. They get backslidden, and they show them a few scriptures, and the average Baptist don't read his Bible. They don't study. They're in little milquetoast churches that don't ever take a stand on hardly anything. And so this guy, he's showing me scripture. Must be like that preacher says. They got the Bible. They can prove it. And they get right into it, and they just take them right in. Are you still with me? Notice, though, if they don't confess Christ as Lord, this is the last scripture. I'll close. I'm trying to close. Look at Philippians. Look at Philippians 2. Look at Philippians, the book of Philippians, chapter 2. Now, if a false teacher comes to you, don't grab him by the neck and say, "Hey, my preacher said you're a devil." He's serving the devil. But don't hit him. We're supposed to be gentle as doves. Wise as serpents. Look at Philippians chapter 2. Give him the gospel. Pray for him that he gets saved. Tell him that Christ loves him and died for him and rose that third day and shed his blood for his sins. If he wants to, did you know that the Muslim doesn't know if he goes to heaven or not? Most people would love to know if when they die they're going to go to heaven. See, there's no assurances in those false religions because they don't have truth. I'm glad I got truth. And the truth sets you free. Jesus said in John 17:17, "Sanctify them by thy truth. Thy word is truth." That's why you better say the King James Bible. That's the truth. Look at Philippians 2:5. "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, was made in the likeness of men, and being found in the fashion of man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Praise God, Christ died for our sins. I'm glad he shed his blood so I could have my sins forgiven." No one forced him. He did it because he wanted to. For us. If he wouldn't have, you and I would be going to hell right now. "Wherefore God has also exalted him, highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven, things in earth, things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father." Someday, every person that's ever drew breath is going to confess Jesus Christ as Lord. They might not confess him now as Lord, but one day every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess Jesus Christ is Lord. He really is. He's Lord of Lords. He's King of Kings. Amen? Amen. And these false teachers, they won't confess him as Lord now, but they will then. You're right. Now let me close this out. Let me just give you these last thoughts. I won't go more than 2 minutes. The question is, how do Christians get taken in? How do Christians get taken in for all these deceivers and false teachers? Hosea 4:6, "My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge." And the average Christian doesn't have knowledge. They think these people that are serving Satan are doing a great work. Aren't they nice? Man, honey, get them some cookies to take with them. You think you're helping, you think you're doing something for the cause of Christ. You're literally going against the cause of Christ. Look at this last scripture and I'll close. Look at Romans. Here's what people need to know, these false religions. Look at Romans chapter 10. Look at 10:1. "Brethren, my heart's desire," I'm in 10:1 of Romans, "in prayer for God for Israel is that they might be saved. Verse 2, for I bear them record that they have a zeal for God." Jehovah's Witnesses have a zeal for God, but they're not the right God. A lot of people have a zeal. But look, I bear them record that they have a zeal for God, but what? Not according to what? Knowledge. Now, Here's the knowledge that they need to have. Here's the knowledge that every, keep reading with me. For they being ignorant of God's, what is it? See, people, boy, that's why we teach that book of Romans. See, people got to have that rightness, that integrity, that righteousness that only God can impart, that only God can give from Christ. That's why it says, blessed is the man whom the Lord would not impute sin. Scripture over there in Romans, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation. For therein is the righteousness revealed. God reveals his righteousness in the gospel. 1:17. And he revealed it when Christ cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? God proved his righteousness that he would not let sin go unjudged. God's a righteous and a holy judge, and sin had to be appropriated, sin had to be judged, sin had to be atoned for. And that's why Isaiah says in Isaiah 53:10 that it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He put him to grief. And 1 John 2:2 says, and he's a propitiation for our sins, Christ, and not for our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. See, what people got to have is forget, see, all your false religions, they're trying to build their own righteousness. You can't build your, you have none. You have to get the imputed righteousness that only comes from Christ. That's why it says in Corinthians, for God had made Christ to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Oh, I wish people knew the scriptures. And see, look at that verse now. I'll quit. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness, I'm in Romans 10:3. How many see that? And going about to establish what? Their own righteousness. That's what the Jehovah's Witnesses are doing right now. That's why they knocked on my door yesterday. And have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of Christ. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. You want to get righteous? You believe on Christ. Because that's where the righteousness is. It's all him. Amen? And these false teachers and these deceivers go about deceiving you. Can I just read you one more scripture and I'm going to close? I promise I'll close on this unless I quote something. Sometimes I think of words afterwards. Colossians 2:4 says, and this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. Watch out for those enticing words. For though I be absent in flesh, yet am I with you in the spirit, joined and beholding your order with steadfast and of your faith in Christ. When they don't have Christ, they don't have the gospel. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus, the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him. It's all about Christ. And have established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. You have been established and been taught. Know what you know. Know why you just don't say amen to the preacher. Know why you believe it. That's the trouble with people. And I'm glad you say amen. But know why you say amen. Know why. When I say the blood atonement of Christ is the only way, the only thing can forgive sins, you ought to say amen to that. But you ought to know because the Bible teaches without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins. This goes on and on. I'll stop. But we need to study. We need to understand, and we need to be aware when those people and they're going to come to your house. And I promise I'll stop. I'm having a hard time stopping, but I promise you. The more we get closer to Christ, the more deceivers and the more false prophets are going to be out there. That's why you need to be rooted and grounded in your faith. Don't be tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine, Ephesians says. Carry men about. No. Know what you believe. Know what you believe. So when they come to you, you say, oh no, that's contrary to the scriptures. The Berea, I love that book of Acts. I'm going to come down. It's one of those nights, Bobby. I'm trying. You study the book of Acts. You read about the people in Berea. It said the Bereans would study. And whatever they told them, they made sure that what they said to them was in the scriptures. They said, all right, here's what you said, but we're gonna check it out with the scripture and make sure what you're telling me is in the scriptures. Because if it's not in the scriptures, it's not true. That's why it's important that you know you have the true scriptures. That's why they want to take your Bible from you. Because if they take that from you, you have no, see, that's the lamp. That's your light. And if they take that Bible from you, that King James Bible, the light, then you have no truth. Okay. That's because the book of Psalms says that the scriptures is a lamp and light under our feet. And wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed to the word thereto. Thy word have I hid in my heart, amen, that I might not sin against thee. And so the scriptures are really important. And I know your ice cream sundae is important. So let's bow our heads in prayer. You've been real good. Thank you for listening to me. I know I didn't teach you nothing you didn't know. But I think God wanted us to hear this tonight. They're out there. I want to put you on a... they have in the airports, they have alerts. Orange alerts. I want to put you... whatever those colors they have. I want to put you on orange alert. They're out there. There's deceivers and enemies of the cross. Warning. Warning. Christians, warning. They're out there. Be on alert. And hold that King James Bible close to you. Because it's your sword and it's your shield and it's your buckler. Okay, let's bow our heads in prayer. Father, thank you for this time that we've had. I pray that you'll help us, Father, when we encounter those enemies and the deceivers of the cross. Help us to deal with them prudently. Help us to know truth and to set people free. Help us to be a light and not a stumbling block. Help us to be a stepping stone. And Father, I pray for everyone here tonight. I pray, dear God, that each will grow in grace and in knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. I know as a newborn is bathed, they should desire the sincere milk of the word that they may grow thereby. Help us to grow. Help us to learn. Help us to have discernment. Please, God, I pray for discernment of things that are good and things that are not right. I wonder, with our heads bowed and our eyes closed, how many could say, preacher, I know for sure, there was a day in my life I saw myself a lost sinner going to hell. I saw myself going to hell. And I realized Christ was the only way I could get to heaven. And I've asked Christ to save my soul. Could you raise your hand? I know for sure I'm going to heaven. I've been saved. I'm positive. Could you raise that hand if you know for sure? Thank you. You may put him down. How many would say, pastor, I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. And I don't want to die and go to hell. Pray for me. Anyone like that tonight? Just raise your hand, put it back down. I'll pray for you. Anyone like that at all? Pray for me. Pray for me. I'm not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. And I sure don't want to die and go to hell. By the way, if you're not saved, you will. If you die, I don't care if you're young or old. If you're not born again, you must be born again to enter the kingdom of God. It's not religion. It's not being baptized. It's not being a member of a Baptist church. It's known that you need Christ to save your soul from hell, that he's the Savior of the world that came to save you and to forgive you of all your sins. And you need the knowledge of that. You need to repent of your sin and put your faith in a risen Christ that loves you. I did that years ago when I was 20 years old. I got down and asked Christ to save my soul from hell. Take me to heaven when I die. He saved me that night. Scripture says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, shall, if you call him with your heart, he will save you. How many would just say, preacher, I'll be honest with you, lately, I didn't even know about all these things you mentioned tonight. And maybe I've had my attitude towards those other religions, I was kind of sympathetic to them. Pray for me. I won't be that way anymore. Anyone like that tonight? Pray for me. Father, I just pray with all my heart. You'll bless us and bless the fellowship afterwards, I pray in Christ's name. Amen.